KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Tim DeChristopher Lecture, Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Tim DeChristopher, as bidder 70, disrupted a Bureau of Land Management oil and gas auction in 2008 by outbidding oil companies for land parcels around Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in Utah. His actions led to a 21-month imprisonment. Again, that's a lecture by Tim DeChristopher titled Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Little weather for you this morning. Showers likely, obviously, showers right now. That probably will happen early in the day. Overcast and a high's around 57. Winds beginning to kick up, 8 to 11, gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. And tonight, again, a good solid chance of showers. Overcast, lows around 44. And we have a light west wind, 6 to 11, possibly up to 18. Tomorrow, look for partly sunny skies with a high around 61. And again, light wind, 6 to 11 miles per hour, mainly in the morning. And tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 45 and calm winds. That's it for the weather. And we last week spoke with Jody McCavery with Citizens Against LNG. A lot is happening. A lot of it right now is extremely urgent. In keeping with this context, the rest of the news, against which this local drama is playing out, there are a number of things to bear in mind. First up, Erin Brockovich, one of the left side of the world celebrities, who made a name for herself by doing incredible works single-handedly, one woman fighting an enormous juggernaut of power, and took him down. She was here recently speaking. Jody McCaffrey, right here, right now, in Oregon, has also accomplished as much or perhaps even more right here in Oregon by simply pounding away, banging away at the walls of the oligarchy and letting the powers that be know that people are paying attention. The trouble, though, is that people aren't paying enough attention. What if we could get as many people out in support of just one of the public hearings, of the public comments, of one of the events down in Coos Bay that has been called to prevent, to stop, to turn back and forever end, not just what FERC's decision turns out. These corporations consider themselves so all-powerful. They ignored FERC and plowed straight ahead with their plans. What if the same number of people turned out to stop that? It has turned out for just to hear Erin Brockovich talking about activism, talking about a tremendous victory, which tremendous, but nonetheless in the past. This is right here, right now. Here's an opportunity to make your mark on history of Oregon and to protect and preserve our coastlines in perpetuity for future generations, because that is our responsibility. Nobody else is going to do it. The grown-ups aren't going to come and clean up the mess that we've made. That said, context. De Smog Blog has been writing about the presidential candidates and where they stand on climate issues. That piece came out last week. In the interim, Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, if you could call any of this GOP frontrunners, any of this is bearing any resemblance whatsoever to normal elections. It doesn't. It's not an election. It's an auction. Trump has already beginning to, the cracks are beginning to show in the facade. He has yet to stumble into environmental quicksand. But when he does, it's going to be earth-shaking, really. There are so many different awful puns embedded in that I could hardly stand it, but there you go. Make them yourself. we set them up, you knock them down. Trump, the environment, think about it. The Smog Blog is thinking about it, and you can find out what they think there on the website. Jody, you write on the, and I welcome you back, Jody McCaffrey needs no introduction. We're going to be hearing from Jody frequently because there are a great many events there of great urgency. There is a lot at stake here, a lot. Landowners, for example, need to hear our full and solid support right now because they are being push towards selling off land that is vital and essential to preserving our environment. Jody, thank you for being with us. There is so much there going on right now, so much on the Citizens Against LNG website that I called you because I thought it would be better to have you go over some of it in person. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. And I want to just say there's a lot of Aaron Brockovich types out there that don't always get aren't known, and they're just sprinkled out there doing great work. So sometimes just because people aren't mentioned doesn't mean they're doing some awesome stuff. But what's happening right now is we're on the countdown. Jordan Cove is desperately trying to counter FERC's denial of their project. They're putting a lot of pressure on landowners. They've had meetings that were scheduled across southern Oregon with landowners. And we're wanting people to stand with landowners and tell them that they're supporting them, we should not be having eminent domain for a private foreign energy company. Absolutely not. FERC said no. No means no. We want to stand with Oregon landowners and say that. There's a lot of submittals that are going into the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission right now from all kinds of different people that are trying to say they support this project. And we need to counter some of that and show that, you know, there's businesses that will actually be harmed by this project and that we don't support the project.
Well, so, why doesn't the Ellen Rosenblum, or at the very least, step in and say what you're doing here is illegal? FERC handed down a decision. That's it. You don't go under the table to accomplish your goals. Where's the governor on all this? It really does seem that nobody is, minding the store, and that, as you said, that foreign national companies are invoking eminent domain to take the land that they require to put in pipelines and installations that haven't been approved yet. So land is being devastated with no guarantees that this is going to happen. In fact, if we have any say in it, it won't happen. It's ridiculous. How can this even be legal? Who's minding the store here?
Well, I think that FERC's order was without prejudice, meaning that Jordan Cove could try to prove their case. So they're desperately trying to prove it, trying to put pressure on landowners to show that, you know, they have support. And we need to hold the line and say, no, you don't. This is a bad project for multiple reasons. I mean, FERC didn't even get into a lot of the problems with this project. It was just so easy to say, you know, you don't have support from landowners and you don't have a contract, so, you know, forget this project. And so there's been some activity, but really there's a lot of misinformation being put out there by the proponents of this project. I'm just, like, shocked at some of the stuff I'm reading because it's not true. And of course, I'm going to try to be countering some of that, but it'd be great to have, you know, people writing into FERC telling them don't, you know, buy their misinformation. You know,
that's what it says on the website. Don't buy the lies. Don't buy the lies.
I hate to say that openly, but yeah. It is the truth in many ways. It's very misrepresentation of the facts.
Well, it comes down to the fact that we do have a situation where our coastlines are in grave danger. Jody McCaffrey and others, rising tide is possibly going to stage some events soon, but probably not soon enough. We have right now Steve Horn with the smog block on the. Okay, I have breaking news for you. Nope, he's not going to be he's on the line right now. So that means we can continue with some of the points that you make in the in recent postings that are just incredible. The tomorrow, in fact, you say, is the deadline to file comments on DEQ air quality, the draft permit for Pacific Connector. They apparently are planning to operate a compressor station. The compressor station will you tell it to us because it's so incredible. The number of points here, if one of these alone would be so egregious, one would expect people to turn out in droves to raise their voices collectively. Opposing this, so where is the DEQ enter into the picture? How are they involved in this?
Well, they issue permits for air quality, and right now, tomorrow is the deadline for comments on the compressor station that's going to be in the Klamath Falls. It's near Malin in Klamath County, which is down by Klamath Falls, and this is a huge compressor station. We'll be putting a lot of greenhouse gases and other air
oxides of nitrogen, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds, and particulate matter. Wow, the DEQ is pretty much Psalm Noland. It's asleep at the wheel. It's moribund. It hardly ever bestirs itself to do anything, and so it is being called upon to take a look at some of these emissions from the compressor plant, and yes. One has to wonder if the fix is in. I personally am not wondering. I'm pretty certain the fix is in here. What do you figure the DEQ is going to be up to here?
It's kind of baffling. FERC has issued an order that said this project's denied, and here we are. We're still processing applications on other parts of this project, which seems odd. And the other thing that's kind of troublesome is our governor, along with 16 other governors, has signed a compact saying they're going to reduce greenhouse gases. And here we are, you know, doing this should be not even being considered a compressor station for a project that's been denied, plus one that has no benefit whatsoever to American citizens. This is all for export. It has no. This project is not going to be supplying gas to people here in our country. So it's just crazy.
So the commissioners as well, these are elected to represent the people of Coos County. And they've basically backed away from the concerns of landowners and citizens, in their utterly deceitful consent calendar approval of the Pacific Connector easement agreement. That see all a lot of this stuff is complicated. People are cautious about it, and in some cases just downright confused. But those two issues, the consent calendar and the Pacific Connector easement, would you just we've got a minute left, if you can just clarify those two terms for listeners, the consent calendar and this easement.
Well, when commissioners put something on the consent calendar, it's not up for discussion. It's just they approve the consent calendar, and those items are approved. And what they did is they put an easement for Pacific Connector on the consent calendar. That means there was no public, it was not up for public discussion. It's very frustrating what's going on with some of our elected officials. They're not representing the public interest. They're not even really looking out for future interest. Nothing. People have got to start paying attention.
On that note, too, we have to go. But county elected representatives putting a done deal on a calendar that can't be changed. It's going on our watch, right in front of us, just when we thought it was safe to go back to the beach. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, April 4th. Engineering today, Kate Welch. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Inner City Blues Festival's Healing the Healthcare Blues on Saturday, April 16th from 6 p.m. to midnight at the North Portland Eagles Lodge in Portland. The campaign for universal healthcare for every citizen is growing around the United States. Our local organization, Healthcare for All Oregon, has